Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moni Marazi Sheyichli, schus Moshe Beshtin Raisel Moshe Mordechai, the Nishmas and Marasester Basrib Shmuel, and it's based in the Torah Moor of Rabbi Akona Gadol Mufla, a Mufla Gadol Manzatzel. In Vayikra, Perik Aleph Posuke, it says, Vishachat is Ben Abakar Lufne Hashem, Ekriv Ben Aaron Akwanam, Sadam, Zerko is Hadam, Amzbech Sava, Shepesach, or Moed. So they shecht the animal in front of Hashem, and Bnei Aaron are makriv the dam, and they throw the dam on the mizbeach around, that is in the entrance to the Ohel Moed. Ad kan mitivrei pasuk. Rashi writes, "Vekribu zu kabbalah shirishona, harishona mashma loshen halacha, lamanu shteim shesteim b'dmenei aharon." Rashi says that Vikrivu is the Kabbalah's Hadam. But Vikrivu could also mean bringing close. It could mean Halacha, meaning bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. So we learn that both of them are B'nei Aharon, because it says Vikrivu B'nei Aharon HaKoyanim as Hadam. So since it says Vikrivu B'nei HaKoyanim as Hadam, and Hakrava can mean both Kabbalah's Hadam and Holacha's Hadam, so the Maaseh means both, and both are done with the Kohanim. The Ramban over here writes on Rashi, he brings Lashon Rashi that we just quoted, and he says, Ve'enu enu nachon. Now the Ramban really gets right to the point. Ve'einenu nachon. He says, I can't accept what Rashi says. Why not? Because Ela medrash Rabbi Sena v'kibuzah kabbalah stam, because we have a medrash in the Torah's Kohanim that says the hakrava is referring to the kabbalah's hadam. She'en lashem v'kibu halachas hadam. No, it's referring to the receiving of the blood. Because hakrav is not halachas adam, she'en lashem v'kibu halachas adam she'a halacha. It's not talking about bringing the blood to the mizbeach. Av lashem karban she'asum and adam karban. V'krivu is not a lashem of bringing the blood, it's a lashem of korban. That you should make the blood into a korban. She'asum and adam korban. You should make the blood into a karban. V'hu l'kablo l'zorko al mizbeach. And that's in order, that's to receive it and then sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, Gihiski Rabala Karban Hava Vismicha Vishita. Because it says about the Bala Karban, it says Hava Smicha and Shita. As we learn earlier, it says Imola Karbano, he brings it to the Pesach HaMoed, and then he does Smicha, and then Vishachat, and then you have Shita. So the Ramban asserts that we already have the earlier stages with the Bala Karban. And then, v'acharei ha-shchita hizkir b'nei Aaron miyad. And after the shchita, it immediately mentions b'nei Aaron. Im kein af ha-kabbalah atzma mitzvah kuhuna. And if so, the kabbalah is a mitzvah kuhuna. Because again, until now, it was talking about the bala korban. And now it's talking about from the kabbalah, which the Ramban says it's not like Rashi learns kabbalah and holacha, but rather it's just the kabbalah sadam. The kabbalah sadam is only with the kohanim. And it has to be done with a coin. Kasher or b'klei sharis, you have to do with the big day kahuna. Kol shken halacha v'zrika, and certainly vayter when you're doing the halacha, the zrika, that also has to be done with the coin ve'od. She halacha zevaram lakevish psula bizar. She came dar shevikrei v'koin as a kol v'ktiram zbecha zu halacha zevaram lakevish. Im kain af halacha sedam tshicha coin b'kihuna. So he says that the bringing of the evarim to the ramp is psula bizar, like it says v'ikrei v'koin as a kol, it's a coin who does it. Pasukid Gimel. That's the Halachas Evarim. So Halachas Adam also needs a coin. So the Ramban says that the Vikrivu is referring to Kabbalah Sadam. And then from then on, it's Halachas, it's also done with the Kohanim. And the Kohan, for example, are not allowed to do, it's done with the Kohanim. And the non-Kohen, the Zar, is not allowed to do Halacha, Halachas Evarim, so he's not also allowed to do Halachas Adam. But when you talk about the Pasuk, what it means, when it says Vikrivu, it's referring to Kabbalah Adam. Atkan Moriv Raboisai, Mitivre Kacho, Shel Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maor Einenu, the Ramban, the Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Now, Rashi in Chagiga 11a, the Ramasu Vekrivu Zvachim 4a, the Ramasu Vekrivu writes that the reason we learn that Vekrivu is referring to Kabbalah Sadan is because it says after Shechita. And the Halach is not really after Shechita, the Kabbalah Sadam is. And Memela, that's why Rashi learns Pshat, that we're referring to the Halach, the Kabbalah Sadam. That it means Kabbalah Sadam because that's after Shechita. That's what Rashi says. See, here in the Mizrahi talks a lot about this, the Maharal and the Gorayeh. L'chora, so writes the Ramban. The Ramban says, Shachrei Shechita, here's Kibbin Aaron Miyad. So, Im Kainafa Kabbalah Atzim Mitzvah Kuhuna. So the Ramban says that the Kabbalah itself is Mitzvah Kuhuna because it says the Shechita. After the Shechita, it says B'nai Aaron. And what's done right after the Shechita? Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, Kabbalah Sadam is Kohanim. So the Ramban seems to say the same thing that Rashi says, what Rashi means, which is that, like we see Rashi in the Gemara in two places, that the Pshat is that since it's after the Shechita, what's going to be after the Shechita? The Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, the Vekrivu means Kabbalah Sadam. Just the Ramban is makdim that Rashi says that krav is lashon hakrav is adam lamizbech, which is the halacha. That's not correct. That's their point of dispute. That's their point. The Ramban's point of contention with Rashi is that it's not talking about lashon hakrav is adam lamizbech. It's talking about korban shiasum and adam korban. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that it's talking about halacha, and also talking about halacha. And the Ramban says ma pitom. It means korban shiasum and adam korban. They should make from the blood a carbon. What is that? How do you do that? By doing Kabbalah Sadam. That's how you make the blood into a carbon. But it's not talking about bringing the blood to the Mizbech. Uvadai mashma, shemechamad zeh ushimshich haRamban. That's why the Ramban continued. And he said, since it's written after the Shechita, so it's referring to the Kabbalah. So the Ramban says that you have to make it into a carbon, and the Ramban says, how do you make it into a carbon? Well, it says it after Shechita. So you obviously make it into a carbon by doing Kabbalah Sadam. So why is he arguing with Rashi on the Lashon of Vikrivu? I mean, Rashi agrees in principle that Vikrivu is referring to Kabbalah Sadam also. That since it's after Shechita, it's referring to Kabbalah Sadam. So Rashi seems to agree with the Ramban. And the Ramban seems to agree with Rashi, but he says, no. Rashi is not correct. When Rashi says that when Rashi writes that it's referring to Kabbalah and Holacha, Rashi is incorrect, says the Ramban. It's just Kabbalah Sadam. Because the Lashon Hakrava is Lashon of making the Dam into a carbon. And then, Behemshech Lazeh, the Ramban writes that it's written after the Shechita. And who's the Shechita done by? Meaning, right after what's one done right after the Shechita, that it says Kohanim do it, Kabbalah Sadam. But again, Rashi agrees that it's referring to Kabbalah. Rashi says it's also referring to Halacha. Just Rashi says it's referring to Kabbalah Sadam and Halacha, and they both agree because it's written after Shechita. So how's the Ramban arguing with Rashi? Now, the Ramban doesn't hold it means Halacha, but Ramban's whole issue is that it says it after the Shechita. After the Shechita of the Bailim, so it says now you start with B'nai Aaron. Now you start with the Kabbalah. Rashi also holds its Kabbalah. And moreover, Bishlam L'shitas Rashi, that Vikrivu, is that you're also bringing the blood to the Mizbeach. So we can say that this is not part of the Kabbalah Sadam, just it says it after the Shechita. So since it says it after the Shechita, So there Rashi holds that it means the Kabbalah Saddam and also the Halacha Saddam Lamizbeach. That's the Ekrivu. But according to the Ramban, Ramban says that it means you're making the blood into a carbon. So the Kabbalah, all you have to do, Ramban says that the Ekrivu means that you make the blood into a carbon. So why does the Ramban have to bring this thing about after Shechita? That since it's written after Shechita, so then the Kabbalah must be with the Kohen. This must be referring to Kabbalah because it's after Shechita. But the Ramban already told us that it's talking about, it doesn't matter that it's after the Shechita. Ramban said it's because the word Hakrava means to make from the Dhamma carbon. So why does the Ramban have to come on to the fact that it's after Shechita Bishlam, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, it's referring to both. Since it says it after the Shechita, so it's referring to both the Kabbalah Saddam and also Halacha Saddam, because that's the Hemsha, that's what's done after Shechita. But according to the Ramban, who also says that it's because it's written after the Shechita, why does Ramban have to come on to that? Ramban says Lashon HaKrava is Sheyasu Menadam Karban. So that's enough to prove that it's talking about Kabbalah Saddam. Why does Ramban have to say it? Because it's written after the Shechita? According to Rashi says that the mashmaos umashma lashon halacha. The mashmaos of vekrivu is it means halacha. Just it's written after the shechita, so therefore vekrivu is also kabbalah. So that's why Rashi has to come on to the idea of it being after the hakrav, after being after the shechita. But according to the Ramban, the etzem lashon of vekrivu means kabbalah saddam. So why does he have to say, because it's after the Shechita? According to Rashi, Mapitom, it doesn't mean Kabbalah Saddam. It's more Mashmos is Lashon Halacha Saddam. But since it's written after the Shechita, it's also referring to Kabbalah Saddam, because that's what's done after the Shechita. So we understand, according to Rashi, why it's written after the Shechita, because the Mashmos is Halacha. So he also has to come on to the fact that, as the Mefarshim explained, Rashi also said it's talking about Kabbalah Saddam, because it's written after the Shechita. But according to the Ramban, it's Bechlal, you don't have to come on to the fact that it's after Shechita. The very word Hakrava means make it into a carbon. And you do that by Kabbalah Saddam. So why does the Ramban have to come on to the fact that you're making it into, that it's done after the Shechita? That after the Shechita is Mitzvah's Kahuna. You don't have to say that. Just say Pasha like the Ramban said. That it's because Hakrava is Lashon Kabbalah Saddam. Making it into a carbon. And then the Ramban also goes into a whole thing. That, the Ramban says that ki hiskir bebala carbon havas micho shchita. Well, what does he have to bring in ki hiskir bebala carbon havas micho shchita? Ve'achar shchita hiskir bnei Aaron miyad. And then after the shchita says bnei Aaron, so Kabbalah make up the Kabbalah itself is mitzvahs kahuna ve'elach, etc. Why does Ramban have to come on to the, but it says by the Bailam, it says Smicha and Shechita. Why does Ramban have to tell us that? It's not the Ramban's point. The Ramban is telling us that from Kabbalah, you need Kahuna. And Havan, Smicha, and Shechita is not about it being Kosher Bizarre, it's about the Bailam. See, the Ramban is saying that it's no longer Kosher Bizarre, that this can't be done with the Zar, the Kabbalah. So why does he have to say the earlier stages were done by the Bailin? What does that have to do with this? Ramban is just telling us that from now on you need a coin. You can't have a czar. So why does Ramban have to say, oh, earlier you needed a Bailin? Akesha. Seems superfluous. Ramban seems to be contrasting the Havas, Smicha, and Shechita, which are the Bailin, and this, which is a coin. That's not the contrast of a coin. A czar is a contrast to the coin. The Mizrahi is nitchak b'divrei Rama, he blabs with the Tzarechim. So it appears valid, sweet friends. The Dinidar and the Sigim in the Dar, Lot 35b, if the Kohanim are our Shluchim or the Shluchim of Hashem, the Maskana is that they're the Shluchim of Hashem, Shluchim de Rachmana. Because if would they, if you can't do it yourself, you can't make a Shliach, and Yisrael can't do it himself, so merely can't make a Shliach. So it must be the Kohanim or Shluchim de Rachmana. See there in the Dharm 35b, Kedushin 32b, Dibor Maskil, Tos Dibor Maskil Dam Rafuna. So we see from this that Mitzad Atzmo, you have to say that the Din Karban is a Din Shel Bailim. The Din Karban is a Din Bailim. Just because of the Hechrech, that if you can't do it yourself, you can't make a Shliach. So we say that, oh, it belongs to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are the Shlichim of Hashem. So it's Shlichus for Hashem and not our Shlichus. In other words, in theory, it should be the Bailim's job. But since the Bailim can't appoint a coin because they can't do it themselves, they can't appoint a Shliach. So therefore, we have to say that the Kohanim are Shlichim of Hashem. And Shechita Taka is Mutal al Azarim. There's no din of Kol Masad Yehuda Matzei Avid because he can do it. And we see that in the Sigma Kedushin 41b and Psachim 7b. It's Mutal al Bailim. And if the Kohanim do it, they're only doing it in Shlichus. And in the Rishonim it says in Kedushin that without Din Shlichus, the carbon is puzzle. It's not just a mitzvah, the carbon is puzzle. And it's known what the Minchas Baruch says in Eretz Sameach in the 10th parak of Mikvos, Ve'ein Kan Hamakom Laharich B'zeh. We have in our Kedushin Shirim. We discuss these in Yanam at length. As Lefiz HaNimtza, it emerges according to this as follows, that in the Pasuk of Yikrivu B'nei Aharon, it's not only a Chi of Kohuna, but rather it's also a Hafkoas Din V'Chi of HaBailim. In other words, there's a Hafka here, there's a removal, a preclusion of the Chi of HaBailim. And it's not a Dover de Memela, that since you need Kohanim, there's a Hafka on the Bailim. No, because if we would need a Bailim, because that's what's mischayv, that's what's required from the mitzius of the korban, from the reality of the korban. You need the bailim. So what's going to nullify this matter that's required for the korbanos? So it must be that there are two separate inyanim here, and one is not a necessary outcome of the other. And that is, number one, that you don't need bailim in these avodos. And number two, that you need kuhuna and zarim are pasul. So we're not telling you a chi of kuhuna. We're being mafkia the din bailim over here. And therefore, what we're saying is two things. First of all, we're saying that you don't need the bailim. Because until now, you need the bailim. And now we're being mafkia that we're saying you don't need the bailim. And number two, besides not needing the bailim, you also need kohanim. And zorim apasol. And klapei zeh, the Ramban, is machriach. The data that says vekrivu is talking about avodas hakarban. And not an akravat lamizbeach. Talking about the avoda, which is Kabbalah Saddam. The avoda sakarban, we said that vikrivu is a lashon of shiyasum and adam korban, that he should make from the blood of korban. So, and that's the kohanim's job, to make the blood of korban. So that's part of the avoda sakarban. Because if the nidom was on the maisa hakrov alam is beach, so it could very well be that what was said over here is that the Kohanim are mischayv in this Maisa. But since Mitzad Atzmo, we need the Maisa Bailim, and when it says Vikrivu B'nei Aharon, you don't need that anymore. So we have to understand, since until now, Naktina, and we understood, Debray Bailim Bakol, you need Bailim for everything. Mafkiyam, what was Mafkiyam of the Bailim when it says Vikrivu B'nei Aharon? Why are we now mafkia the bailim? It says ben vekrivu b'nei aharon. That's mafkia the bailim. That removes the bailim from the picture. What removed the bailim from the picture at this point? Why is that necessary? So therefore, we have to say that it says vekrivu is milashon korban hadam. That's it. You're making the blood into a korban. And klapei zeh ne'amar, that this inyan that we have in the korbanos is not mutal al bailim. All they have to do is the Maisa HaKrava of the Karban. Vein mutalehem ela tanitzrach ad Maisa HaKrava shel HaKorban. Until the Maisa HaKrava. What is until the Maisa HaKrava? For that you need the Bailim. From the Maisa HaKrava, you don't need the Bailim. HaKravas HaKorban is the Kohen and not the Bailim. We're Mafkia the Bailim. Because the Bailim can't do HaKravas HaKorban. So you need the Bailim, but we have to be Mafkia the Bailim because without, right, like we said before, that they're the shluchim derachmana. Why the shluchim derachmana? Because you can't do it yourself. You can't make a shliach. Otherwise, you need the Bailam. So you see that Bikaron, you have to have Bailam. So here we're saying, Beseder, you have Bailam until the Maisa HaKrava. What's the Maisa HaKrava Vikrivu? That's Kabbalah Sadan. And that's why the Ramban tells us. See, again, you're making the carbon a dam. How do you make the carbon? How do you make the blood into a carbon? By doing Kabbalah Sadan. The Halacha doesn't make it into a carbon. The Kabbalah Sadan makes it into a carbon. So Memela, the Ramban writes, Hiskir b'mala carbon havav smicha v'shchita achrei hashchita hiskir b'nei aharon. So it mentions the b'mala carbon doing the first stages. He brings the animal, he does smicha, he does shchita, and then the b'nei aharon. Why? Because we're referring to the yisod of this carbon. In other words, we're not referring to the bringing it close to the mizbeach. We're referring to the fact that it's a carbon. Has to be the carbon aspect, the hakrabas hakarbon has to be done by Bnei Aaron. Until now, you need the Bailim. And then the contrast to that is because that's the ideal. The ideal is the Bailim. We just have a reason there can't be the Bailim anymore because from the hakrava, because what you can't do yourself, you can't appoint a shliach. So, how are the Kohanim doing it? So, it must be their shluchim derachmana. But in theory, you would need, if not for that, you would need the Bailim. So, taka, you have the Bailim until the make it into a carbon, and now from that korbas a carbon, pardon none. Now we have to have a special hafka or mafkia the bailim, and now the kohanim come into the picture. Achshav mivuar ma shekatav Ramban as a hakdama. Then mishchita ve'elach. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says that mishchita ve'elach. V'ikrivu lashon kabzu kabbalas adam she'en lashon ikrivu olach as adam she'ya olach elav lashon carbon she'asu min adam carbon u'lekablo lezok al hamizbeach ki hiski b'bala carbon avav v'sricha m'shchita v'achor yashchita hiski b'nei aharon miyad im kein af kabbala atzem mitzvos kuna v'ein elav b'koin u'b'klei shareis. So first you have the havah, smicha, and shchita, that's the bailim, and then vayter, the carbon itself, the yisod carbon is that it's brought by kohanim, and that's going to be from the kabbalas adam. So that's why the Ramban started with Shchita, and he's arguing with Rashi, because the Chora Shitas Rashi also. Then Mishchita ve'elach this Kohanim. So we said, what's the Ramban arguing with Rashi? They both agree that from the stage after Shchita and on belongs to the Kohanim. So what's the Ramban's beef with Rashi? What's his point of dispute? Actually, that's a funny pun. We'll talk about Karbanis. What's his beef with Rashi? Great one. All right. So even though Lechorah, so Rashi also Lechorah holds that from after Shchita and onwards belongs to the Kohanim. So based on what we said, from the very fact that it was said after the Shchita, Me'etzem Hashem Amar Devar Achrei Shchita, L'da'ato Ein Bezeh Achreach, V'yitachen, Sherak Ne'amar Sheyesh Lachar Shchita Dabai Kuhuna, V'haynu Zrika O Halacha. ורק ממה שהכוונה היא ללשון קורבן, שאז נאמר כאן שיש שם יוחד בעבודת אדם שבקורבן, מהייתם אין אין מותר מעל הבעלם, מכיוון שלגבי זה פשיטה שקבלה היא בכלל, וכנער שהקובע כאן אינו מעשה זה או זה, אלא המציאות השונה של עבודת אדם מעבודות שישנם עד עבודת אדם, הרי ממילא דעלה הודקאי עקרה, ועל זהו שנאמר בקרה דבאי כהונה. Now, according to the Ramban, there's no hechrech, there's no necessity to say that just because it's written after the Shchita, it's referring to the Kabbalah. Because maybe, after Shchita you require kahuna means the Zeriko, the Halacha, like the Mizrahi and the Gorari, you talk about at length. See also Tosas and Chagiga Yad Alpha and Beis Dibur Maschel Vikrivu. He says it also says Vizarku. So who says that it's referring to the Kabbalah Sadam? Maybe it's referring to Zrika, or it's referring to Holacha. Who says that it's necessarily referring to the to Kabbalah Sadam? So Ramban doesn't hold like Rashi. Rashi says, listen, it's written after Shchita. So what's after Shchita? Kabbalah Sadam. And the Ramban says, Ma pitom? Maybe it's referring to Holacha or Tzrika. B'lav dafka to Shchita. B'lav dafka to Kabbalah. Just the fact that it says a lashon of ikrivu, which is a lashon karban. Ah. There's a special shame in Avodas Hadam that makes it into a karban, and that's why it's not incumbent upon the Bailim. So since Lagabai Zeh, it's Pashut, that Kabbalah is included, because we're talking now about the Avoda, the Avodas Hadam, as we're contrasting the Avoda of the carbon as opposed to what was done until now, which are not part of the Avodas of the carbon. So since Vekrivu is Mashma Kabbalah, meaning, because it's talking about making it into a carbon, so since we're making it into a carbon, now that now belongs to the Kohanim. So that's what the Pasuk is referring to. So it's Lav Dafka, that like Rashi holds, just because it comes after the Shechita, Memela means Kabbalah, Ma Pitom. Ma Pitom. It comes after the Shechita, so could be referring to something even later, maybe Halacha Zrika. So he says, but also it's because it's a Lashon of Hakrava. Hakrava is making it into a carbon. Who makes it into a carbon? The Kohen, when he does the Kabbalah. Because Hakrava is Lashon of making it into a carbon. We do the Avod of Hakrava. We do the Avod of Kabbalah. That's what makes it into a carbon. And when the Ramban says, V'achrei Shechita Hizkir B'nei Aaron Miyad, Imken Gama Kabbalah Atzma Mitzvah Kohuna Vein Ela B'Koina B'Kli Shareis, that after the Shechita it says B'nei Aaron immediately, Ibazoi, even the Kabbalah itself is a Mitzvah Kohuna, and it must be done with the Koina B'Kli Shareis. Ena Kavana Kipshutoi, is Nishken Kipshutoi, Mitzad Mashen Emar Davar Miyad Lachar Shechita, like Rashi says. No, don't learn like Rashi, that it's because it says it after the Shechita, but rather, since it says the chiyuv of the Baal Karban, that he does the hava, and he does the smicha, and he does the shechita, and then, after the shechita, it says Bnei Aaron, shekafi shekbiyarnu miyad ze. What's this miyad? What does it mean when the Ramban says that v'acharei hashchita hizkir b'nei Aaron miyad? What's this miyad? Immediately. This relates to the fact that until now it was a chiyuv bailim, and now you don't need the bailim anymore. In contrast to the hava, smicha, and shchita. So then what are we referring to? We're referring to the Kabbalah. Hare klapei zeh gam Kabbalah yeshna b'chla. So this is referring to the Kabbalah. Until now, you needed the Bailim. And now it's coming lafuke. Now you don't need the Bailim anymore. Like we saw before, we emphasized before that we see in the Gemara that in principle you need Bailim for the carbon. The only thing is now you have Hafka from the Bailim. And that's what it means Miyad. In other words, until now you needed the Bailim. And now in contrast to that, now you don't need Bailim anymore. And not only don't you need Bailim, you need Kohanim. Because this is what makes it into a carbon. Since now you're doing the Avoda, and the Bailim can't do the Avoda, and they can't make a Shliach to do the Avoda, and therefore, the Kohanim are Shlucha de Rachmana. So from this point onwards, it must be done now with the Kohanim. So the Kohanim are included in what that state, that period, that state, those stages where the Bailim are no longer needed. The Bailim are only needed for the Hava and the Smicha and the Shechita. Because like we saw in principle, you need Bailim. But because of the Klal of if you can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach. Well, they're considered shluch rachman, and then from then on, from the actual avodas hakarban, for that you need kohanim. And what's considered avodas hakarban? Avodas hakarban is considered is hakrava, kabbalah sadam. That's when the avodas hakarban begins. The avodas hakarban, that's when you make it into a carbon, and that's where you need kohanim. So until then, it's not an avoda. It's not avoda. That's why the Bailim can do it. So according to Rashi, it says Shechita, and then after Shechita, so Mela, what's going to be after Shechita? Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, Vikrivu means Kabbalah Sadam, which comes after Shechita. It also means Halacha, which is also after Shechita. But according to the Ramban, it's a lot more subtle. According to the Ramban, just because it comes after Shechita, who says it means Kabbalah Sadam? Maybe it means Halacha or Zrika. So the answer is that the Torah is telling, and also we asked, why is it contrasted with the Bialim until now? Why is Ramban contrasted with the Bialim until now? Because in theory, you'd need the Bialim, like we saw from the Gemara in the Dharm Lamed Hamud Beis, and therefore, until now, you'd need the Bialim. And now we have a special Hafkah of the Bialim. And we say from the point that it becomes a carbon and onwards, there's going to be no other Bialim, there's going to be a Kohen. You have to have a Kohen involved. And what's that? That's when you make it into a carbon. That's Lashon of Ikrivu. When you make it into a carbon. So when you make it into a carbon, that Lashon of Ikrivu, making it into a carbon, so that's going to be Mitzvah Kahuna. That's Mitzvah Kahuna. And that's we understand how he argues with Rashi. It's not just a matter of chronologically, it comes after Shechita, because Susa necessarily means Kabbalah, maybe means Halacha. And so he says, no, it's the Lashon. The Lashon of Ikrivu means Kabbalah Sadam. Ikrivu is Kabbalah Sadam. Shein Lashon Vikrivu Halacha Sadam, Shein Halacha, Lashon Carbon, Shein Minam Carbon, and therefore you need a coin. Bula Kabbalah Zarku Alam Mizbech. Ki Hiski Bebala Carbon, Havav Smicha Vishchita, it says Havav Zbech Shechita for the Bala Carbon. Because the Bala Karban has to do the first stages. And then Achrei HaShechita Hizkir B'nei Aaron Miyad. And then it says immediately B'nei Aaron. Why? Because now there's a Hafkav the Bailim. And now it has to be done with the Kohanim. And therefore even Kabbalah Atzma is Mitzvah Kohuna. Einu El B'Kohen B'Klei Sharis. And certainly Halach and Zrika. So that's where the Ramban continues. ולפי זה, מה שהמשיך הרמב"ן לבאר את הצורך בכהונה בהולכה וזריקה, שהוא מקו וחומר מקבלו או מאפוסים מהלוך הזה ועם לכבש, וכן מפורש בגמרא נדורים י"ג בייס חגיגי לא' אמנת וביפוס שקם הולכה צריכה כהונה, מעט יבחון בלשן והקריבו. So הרמב"ן continues and he says, you also need a kahuna for הולכה and זריקה. So it's a קו וחומר מקבלה. The רמב"ן says, either it's a קו וחומר, listen, for קבלה you need it. An earlier stage you certainly need it for הולכה and זריקה. Or it's the alfusa alachas ke'evarim lakevish, that the ovarim a kohen has to bring to the ramp, and so to the blood of the halachas adam is also done by a kohen, and we see this in the Gemara in two places that we need a limud a alfusa that halacha requires kohuna, because the Torah says a lashon of ikrivu, so you see that halacha also requires. You see that halacha also requires kuhuna, so you need a special limud. Av b'lefi shalafid v'reinu, reina mar b'suk zeh shal avodah she'enu b'ba'alim, u'pshita shezrika v'holachas adam b'chlal. Haino mishum dehen omnam shemizeh achen, muchach she'en tzorach b'zeh tabaylim. Aval akati ein ra'aya d'bay kuhuna, she'gizber zeh u'davar nosaf. ורק מכוח ההכרח, דמיירי יקרא קבולה, גבי דין הביילם הוא דיאלפינן. דמיירי יקרא גם על הצורך בכהונה בו, אבל זריחה והולכת הלכת אל ההג'י בקרא, שהפריסה הגדלת שאין צורך לזה כהונה, ולכן יצורך בגמור והרמב"ן, להביא איזה מקורס במקום סחרים. As what we said before was, there are two things we're doing over here. A, we're being מפקיע the ביילם. A, we're being מפקיע the ביילם. And B, we're saying that we require kahuna. So, by Kabbalah Sadam, we have explicitly that we're Mafkia the Bailim and we're including Kahuna, because it says B'nai Aaron. Vikrivu and the Ramban says that's Kabbalah Sadam. So, the Bailim are out. The Bailim are now no longer involved. Is that Lashon of Ikrivu is Mafkia the Bailim? Like we said before, that once you have the until the Kabbalah Sadam, you need Bailim, And now we come in and we're mafkia by them. Now Balaam and Ogus are v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon. Ikrivu b'nei Aharon. Seder. That's how my Kabbalah Saddam. But how do you know Zerika? How do you know the Zerika requires? How do you know the Halacha requires a Kohanim? Maybe we're just being mafkia the Balaam. Maybe we're just being mafkia the Balaam, but you don't need a Kohen. It's just not necessarily to have a Balaam anymore. So this sug of avoda doesn't require bailim. And it's pashat that the zrika and the halachas adam are included in where the bailim isn't required. We already mafkia the bailim before. Now we're coming to the stage of avoda that no longer requires bailim. So you don't need Bailam anymore. But who says you need Kahuna? That's something in addition. You have to mafkia the Bailam and also that we require Kahuna. Because we have a chrech that the Pasuk is talking about Kabbalah. The Gabay Din HaBailam, who the Afina the Mayor Kragam La Tzorach B'Kahuna Bo. So, since we have a chrech about Kabbalah, like the din bailim, we say that it's talking about kahuna because it says v'hikrivu, and this hakrava is being done by the making it into a carbon. Who's making it into a carbon? The kohanim. How do you know the kohanim are making it into? How do you know the kohanim are making it into a hakrava? How do you know the kohanim are? It's the kohanim because it says v'hikrivu b'nei Aaron. So therefore, you see that it's the b'nei Aaron. Dafka the kohanim are doing the hakrava of Kabbalah Saddam. So you have an explicit pasuk. But on Zerika and Halacha, we don't have an explicit pasuk that it's B'nai Aaron. So maybe you don't need Kahuna. You're just being Mafkia the Bailam. Say to the Bailam are out. Now the Bailam from the time of Shechita Anah, after Shechita Anah, they're out. But who says that Zerika and Halacha have to be done with Kohana? Maybe just not with the Bailam. So therefore, the Gemara and the Ramban bring Makaros. And the Ramban says that the Gemara says because of Lashon of Ikrivu, which is referring to Kohanim. And the Ramban says that it's because if Kabbalah requires, certainly Halacha and Zerika, maybe because they're later on in the Avoda, meaning if the Kabbalah, the earlier stage of Avoda, requires it, so then Bevadai, then Behemshech HaDvarim, we're also going to require a Kohen. It's not telling that you're not going to need a Kohen anymore. And also Halacha Tevarim Lakevich is puzzle. So see, here also it's going to be puzzle bizarre. And Mimele, you need Kohanim. So we still have more to talk about this Ramban. And hopefully we will discuss it more in a different shir. But in the meantime, I hope I faithfully conveyed the Pshat and the Ramban, and we should be zochet to see more neflos rabos v'atzumos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.